means to be free. And I think as the world says in America, how free we are, and there are freedoms in America that we have that many other countries don't. And that's a blessing that is a beautiful thing to have. But when I meditate on the word of the Lord and it says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Then I have to really get my mind fixed on what is that actually saying. And I need to make it make sense to me so that it's not just words on paper. And so I had to do some deep meditation and soul searching inside myself to say, okay, this is what freedom really is. And I had to take the American pride that's in me and the patriotism and lay it aside. Because it's not about being an American, it's about being a Christian. When we're looking at about the true reality of the freedom that we have. And I think of Paul when he was imprisoned and how he sang praises and glory unto God, although in the physical realm he was captive. In the physical realm he was a prisoner. In the spirit he was free. And so I have to look at these things and I go, well, how exactly does that work? So the Lord was laying some things out for me that I want to share with you. But first and foremost, before we can fully understand what freedom is really about, you need to understand it starts with one major main ingredient, and that's the Spirit of God. That is the Spirit of God. So everybody say bonus scripture. Bonus scripture is not on your handout. The bonus scripture is out of John chapter 6, verse 63. If you want to turn there, I'll give you just a second. John 6, 63. And this is in red. And this is Jesus speaking. And I'm reading out a New Living Translation, but it correlates along with your other translations. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Period. I'll stop there for a second. The Spirit alone gives eternal life. Life. Capital S, Spirit, not small s, but the new Spirit that all believers have received, the born-again believer, this Spirit gives eternal life. And it goes on, and it says, human efforts accomplish nothing. Human efforts accomplish nothing. Remember, the true understanding of freedom starts with understanding the Spirit of God that lives in you. Because in myself, Mike, in me, I can easily feel bondage. I can easily feel like I'm captive of something. Usually a thought, a hope that hasn't transpired, some sort of burden, whatever, A, B, C, D, you fill in the blank. In myself, I'm in bondage. But in the Spirit of God, I have got more freedom. See, I can stand right now and go, wow, I am the most powerful man on the face of the earth because I got the most powerful Spirit living in me. And when you get your mind fixed on the understanding of how powerful the Spirit of God that lives in you is, then all the other things of the world, the cares of the world, they fall to the wayside. There is nobody in this world greater than you. You see, we look at people and we go, even churchgoers, right? Oh, right, let's get to that meeting. They're so anointed. But if the Holy Ghost lives in you, aren't you? Well, let's go over there because that place has really got something. But if the Spirit of God is living in you is the same and hasn't changed, then it's happening right where you're at. Well, man, how is that person so blessed to be a millionaire? They probably work harder than you. Listen, I'm serious. I'm serious. We limit ourselves on everything in life because we get complacent or we grow. Listen, this is where I want to be. I'm happy here. I don't need to go any further. But if you wanted to, you could. Because you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. Christ, the anointed one, the Spirit of God. It all starts with the Spirit. And the very words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Jesus is saying, as I speak to you in the Spirit and you have the Spirit in you is life. And we walk around and we go, my life is all messed up. Because you're living your life in the world. Your mind has got to get out of that place situated in the world. And what I mean by the world, that means you're thinking the way a non-believer thinks. Somebody that doesn't have the Spirit of God. You see, every time I'm thinking on things of the world, I can be corrupted with the things of the world. I could be manipulated by the things of the world. My mind will wander all over the place about the things of the world. But every time I'm in the Spirit, and that means every time that I have communication with God, every time I'm in prayer, every time I'm praying, every time I'm worshiping, I've come here with back pain, could hardly walk, get into worship, and could dance. How come? How can that be? It's because I wasn't in myself at the moment. I was in the Spirit of God, and you can do all things. The Spirit gives you the ability to move beyond yourself. The Spirit is willing, but I am weak. The Spirit is willing, but my flesh can't handle it. In my flesh, I get all screwed up, all messed up, and your flesh is stinking thinking. And the Spirit is God's way of thinking. This has to be practical so you understand, because I want you to be free, right? It has to be practical. Think about it. If you don't pray, then you're going to be missing that aspect of freedom in the Spirit. Because when I focus on God, that's why God says, think on the things that are good, just, right, noble, anything of a good report, meditate on those things. Why does he tell us that? Because in that, we're thinking the way God is thinking. That is where we have freedom. Amen. That is where the freedom comes, because you're not thinking on the junk. The Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit comes with peace, joy, happiness, goodness, gentleness, right? Patience. But in the flesh comes anger, envy, jealousies, wrath, rage, all these things, right? Total opposite. It's two different spectrums. The soul working with the flesh brings corruption. The Spirit working with the soul brings everlasting life, because we get our mind fixed on the things of God and not fixed on the things of the world. Amen. But when we can put this all in order, here's where the true freedom comes. Here's where the true freedom comes. When you're going through the twisting and turmoil and the tumultuous times, the bondages that are starting to pack on your shoulders, when you start having difficulties of life, here's where the freedom comes. When you can take your mind out of those difficulties and think on God. Amen. See, right now there's people here probably today, those that are listening on Facebook, where you've got some sort of bondage going on. Your mind is thinking on what you can't get, what's going on, who may be hospitalized, the sickness you have or the sickness somebody has, your mom doesn't like you, your dad don't like you, your wife's going to leave you, your husband's going to leave you, there's something, my car broke down, something's going on, your dog ate your homework, whatever the case may be. But follow me, that's called life in the world. But the power of God that lives in us has given us an ability to have a freedom beyond that bondage. When we think on the things of God, you truly are free. Everybody say bonus scripture. I'm taking you to another one. What is it? It's Romans 8. Verse 2, and because you, everybody say me, because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Your freedom and your life begins with the Spirit of God. So God says, you need to get born again. And you're like, well, who's God to tell me I got to get born again? This is who he is. He is someone that loves you so incredibly, so much, that not only did he give his son to die for you, but he's given you everything that pertains to life and godliness. God doesn't want you to be messed up in your head. He doesn't want you to be in bondage. He doesn't want you to be in torment. He's given you a way out. He's given you his very being of the Spirit himself. And our minds go, well, how can that possibly be? Quit putting God in a box. Don't limit God. God is the creator of you, and you're trying to figure him out. Quit trying to figure him out and get into God and see what happens in your life. See what transpires in your life when you're next time you're dealing with something, which may be right now. Get your mind fixed on how awesome he is. My wife and I, we laugh at the things when a company says, we don't need you anymore, we're going to lay you off. And we remember back when it happened and we looked at each other and we went, cool. Because there was so much peace. It was the peace of God that surpassed all understanding. It was the peace of God that gave us freedom. Are you with me? Free. I keep saying freedom because it's two words and I'll explain that. Two parts to one very important word. But when we focus the right way, life is the right way. The life that we live now. Amen? 2 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, Amplified Bible says, but whenever a person turns in repentance to the Lord, the veil is stripped off and taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And who lives in you? The Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Emancipation from bondage. Good. Freedom. Yes. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Amen. So if you feel like you're a slave, it's because you don't know what you've got. The freedom is in you. Yes. It's a package of God. I know we deal with stuff. I'm not ignorant to that. But I also don't want to be ignorant to what I have. I don't want to be ignorant. We've been talking about the gifts of God. We've been talking about tongues and prophecy and what God has given us. He's given us freedom. Yes, yes, yes. When you feel like you're in bondage, you're not in the Spirit. You're in self. And if you're going, how do I get out of self? Hopefully I can lay out a few things that may help you that have helped me. But as I go on, I want to go to John 8, 31 and 36 in the Amplified. It says, so Jesus said to those Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, hold fast to my teachings and live in accordance with them, you are truly my disciples. I got to go back to this though. If you abide in my word, how do you abide in his word if you don't know his word? How do you know the freedom that's available to you if you don't know what is said about the freedom that's available to you? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, there's freedom, there's emancipation from bondage. The shackles are broken, freedom comes. Who the Lord sets free is free indeed. You see, when I'm going through issues, I don't understand that scripture. Who the Lord sets free is free indeed. And I'm thinking, I'm not free. I don't feel free. Goes back to how you think. As you think, therefore you are. When you think that you're not free and going through issues, your feelings come out as being in slavery, in bondage, burden. Change the way you see things. Change the way you think. Hold fast to his teaching and to live in accordance with them. And you will know the truth. You will know when you're in accordance with God and his word, you'll know the truth. Right now, there's so many things out there. It's like, what do I believe? The word. The word. That's what you believe. The word. The Spirit that brings freedom that's in you, that gives you unction on something that's right or wrong. Believe the Spirit that's in you, the Spirit of God that's in you. This is where freedom comes. And the truth will set you free, or even other translations, make you free. You're no longer who you used to be. You're somebody different now. When we don't feel like we're somebody different, it's because our mind is not focused on who we truly are. A child of God. We have his very DNA in us. We have his blood bought a life in us through Jesus Christ. That's who you are. If Jesus Christ is your Lord, woo, you're awesome. You're set free. You're made new. We put some things into action, though. And they answered him. This is the disciples. We're Abraham's offspring, descendants, and have never been in bondage to anybody. See, now they're thinking the way I am as a patriotic American. I ain't never been in bondage to anybody. I'm an American. And Jesus says, what do you mean? Or they continue to say, what do you mean by saying you will be set free? And Jesus answered them, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you, whoever commits and practices sin is a slave to sin. Now, a slave does not remain in a household permanently or forever, but the son of the house does remain forever. So if the son liberates you, if the son, Jesus, sets you free, he makes you free, then you are really and unquestionably free. That's the Amplified version. You are really and unquestionably free. But it gets back to, well, I don't feel like it. I don't feel free. In yourself, in the soulish realm, mind, will, and emotions, and in your flesh, your body, you are not free until you get Romans 12:2. Your mind thinking like God. And well, how is that possible? We have to have some communication with God before you can even have the understanding. But how does God think? Everybody say, God's will is his word. How do you think like God? You look at his word. You get in his word. You understand what it says. You speak to him. Free. Definition. From restraint. No restraint. You're free from restraint. You're free from bondage. Freedom means you're not restrained anymore. You're not in bondage anymore. Are you with me? Yeah. Meaning I'm free. See, I think of things like, well, if I own a business and the government can shut me down, how is it possible that I'm free here? And I've got to get my mind off of that because that's not where our true freedom is. Our true freedom is in the Lord. Because when you realize that, anybody and everybody can shut down whatever they want. It doesn't take away my freedom in God. Do you see what I'm saying? It's how you think on something. It's how you get it right. Dome. Free dome. Remember two words? The title of the message is free dome. Dome is a suffix that simply means domain. Freedom is an unrestricted, unrestrained domain. It's a place where you live without restriction. As a believer, you live in a kingdom, the kingdom of God. You live in a place where the ruler of all and the creator of all has dominion in a domain, and in that has made you, us, kings and priests. And that's cool. So now, how can you truly be free? Who tells a king what to do? In the kingdom of God, you're free. In this world, you're not. When your mind is fixed on what the Spirit is doing, you're free. When your mind is fixed on the world, you're not. Do you see the correlation? Do you see the difference? Do you see the two areas? Okay. But here's where my true freedom came. My true freedom came with a word that, especially if you're in the military, you don't like to hear, but a word called surrender. That is where my freedom came. When I surrendered self and said, okay, Lord, you, that is where freedom started. When I said, not my way, but yours, God, come and live in me. Forgive me, Lord. When I accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that was the very start of freedom. I received the full package of the freedom, but I didn't feel the freedom because I still had things to learn. We talk about working out your salvation with fear and trembling and different things, right? So as I gave myself to the Lord and surrendered to him, there were some lessons I had to learn. You see, when you surrender, you cease resistance and you submit to the authority. And when you realize that God is the ultimate authority over your life, that is when things will start to change for you. And stop resisting. See, our soul and our flesh resist the authority of our spirit all the time. We have to consciously allow the Spirit to be in charge. But when we consciously allow the world to be in charge, that's when we run into problems. And so, listen to this. Our spirit is the will of God. So, we said the will of God is the Word, but our spirit is also the will of God because it's God, right? Living in us. So, the reason I surrender is because when I surrender, I am free. When I don't surrender, I am not free. Surrender to God. When I give my, and this is where it got really, really powerful in my life. When Stephanie and I, we gave our kids to God, we were free. How many parents we have in here? Lots of parents, right? Kids, young or old, adult or not, doesn't matter. As a parent, you want to see your children succeed. You do not want to see your children hurt in any way, right? Remember the fishbowl Adam was talking about? I know on Facebook you didn't hear the story about the fishbowl, but you see, we fill the fishbowl with all kinds of worry. Think about it. Is my kids going to be okay? What's going to happen to them? What's happening in school? Are they being bullied? Are they going to be okay? What are they going to amount to? Are they going to get a good job? Are they going to have a good husband or a good wife? What is it going to look like? How are they thinking? Da, 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 in your mind. And if you're anything like I was or my wife, you could actually spend nights awake worrying about what your kids are going to do. Because I was thinking about all of the things that the world could do. And then one day, Stephanie and I are talking, and we're talking about our kids worshiping in church, and will they worship, and they don't worship like us, and we dance around, but they just kind of want to stand or sit, or whatever the case may be. And she looked at me, and she goes, you know what I heard about Joyce Meyer, I think it was? Their ministry isn't our ministry. And I went, wow. Amen. That's right. Good. Their ministry isn't our ministry. Okay, I got a little bit of freedom right there. Boom, that was good. And then, as a father, I'm like, what about this? What about this? And my wife, God bless you, dear, because you gave me freedom in this. She said, listen, God loves our kids more than we do. Exactly. In myself, as a prideful man, nobody like love my kid more than me. Give it up. You want freedom? Parents? Grandparents, if you want freedom, God loves your kids more than you do. He loves them more than you do. Wow. When I got my mind fixed on that, freedom. Does that mean I don't have any care about what happens to my kids? Absolutely not. But in the bigger picture, I've got freedom in knowing that God has my kids back. And He's everywhere. And I can only be here. I got a daughter in the military in Virginia right now. I ain't there. I can't protect her. She's an adult. I got another, but my kids are adults. They don't want daddy hanging around right now. But God the Father is right there with them. Freedom. Freedom. I and my are big problems. They block your freedom and your peace. I and my are big problems. They block your freedom and your peace. You ever been in an argument with your spouse?
No.
Jackie, I actually heard about the arguments, so you can't sit over there and lie. Right? Listen, think about it. If you want an argument to be diffused, you don't continue it on. But the reason we continue the argument on is because it's I and my. It's I and my. It blocks your freedom and your peace. And when you become possessive on, the only thing I want to possess is God. The only thing I want to possess is God, because in that there's freedom. So Pastor Weldon, excellent teacher, growing me up as a Timothy in this ministry, he says, listen, you got to hold on to things loosely. Specifically, we're talking about people at times. But when we hold on to things too tight, that's where bondage comes from. Think about it. There's a story, this is just coming to me right now, but this is a true thing. You ever seen the National Geographic show where somebody in Africa, they're looking for water, and what they'll do is they'll lay salt out and wait for the baboon to find the salt, and they'll lay the salt pattern out to the big termite hill. And what happens is there's little holes in these termite hills, and the baboon will go eat the salt all the way to the termite hill, reach their hand in to get more salt. They'll grab a chunk of salt. Yeah. and they don't have the mindset to let go of the salt in order to pull their hand out. So they are trying to pull their hand out, but they can't. They could get their hand in like this, but they can't get it out like this. And it takes a long time. And so they're sitting in the Sahara Desert. They're sitting in this heat that's pounding on them. Are you with me? And they're holding on to this. They literally can let go and be free, but they're captive. They're captive of their own greed. They're captive of their own want. Until the point happens where they're so incredibly thirsty and about ready to die, they let go. First thing they do is run to a water source. And that's how the natives there in Africa are able to find water. Right? In case you're ever in Africa and you get lost. Right? And hopefully have some salt, find a termite hill, and a baboon. But
if that works out, we're great.
But here's the moral of the story. Don't act like a baboon. Don't be in bondage to your own greed. Hold on to it loosely. Hold on to it loosely. It's in our control to do that. It's in our control to do that. It's in our control to be free. God's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's in our control to accept that. It's in our control to walk in that. But my prayer is that you leave here today going, wow, I got some stuff to think on. And I'm going to think on the good things. And Lord, I'm going to give you my kids. And Lord, I'm going to give you my job. And I'm going to give you my finances. And I'm going to give you any little thing that wants to rear its ugly head, right? 2 Corinthians 10, I think it is. First or second, I can't remember. Take every thought captive, right? Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Anything that comes in, man, that is not the right thought, no, I don't like you. You need to go. In Jesus' name, change it. Change it. Your spirit's always ready. Your spirit is always ready. See, you don't have to sit back and twiddle your thumbs and go, all right, Lord, where are you? Are you going to show up for this one? He's always there. Always there. Knows all things, sees all things, is all things. He's always there. He's always ready. You're not. We're not. We're not. Change the way you think on it. You ever heard that saying, mind over matter?
Yep.
I don't mind, so it don't matter. But I want us to stay here. Can we stay here for a minute? I don't mind, so it don't matter. Mind over matter. I don't mind, so it don't matter. I'm talking about freedom, guys, right? I'm talking about freedom. I don't mind. I'm not thinking on that, so it don't matter. Are you with me? But you don't understand. Well, maybe you don't understand. You can think on that all you want, but is it helping you? You can think on that all you want. Are you in bondage? You can think on that all you want. Do you feel free? You see, when it talks about where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. Listen, I actually feel the freedom. I actually feel the freedom. Just in worship here. When I first came to the Lord, everybody in the men's group Bible study, they were like, yeah, we're going to get you up there dancing. Out of my mouth immediately was, no, you're not. That ain't going to happen. Mm-mm. But I'm going to tell you, if I was to be in the back and focused on everybody else and what they're doing, I wouldn't be as free in worship. So I come up here, and guys, there's room. There's room up here. Just throwing that out there. But listen, my eyes are closed, or my eyes are looking at the cross, or cross-eyed, I don't know, but I'm not focusing on what everybody else is doing because I'm free. And I don't want distractions of or cares of anything to take me out of that moment where I praise God. Because I believe when I praise Him, the enemy is bound in fetters and chains. God loves this and Satan hates it. He doesn't want you to be here. He doesn't want you happy. He doesn't want you rejoicing. He wants your mind to be all messed up on the things of what's going on around you. That's Satan, right? He came to kill, steal, and destroy, right? The author of deception. I mean, he is the deceiver. And our minds go, all over the place in what's happening in the world. We got viruses, we've got this, we've got that. You know, stuff like this has been around since the beginning of time. And we're still going. But I'm here to tell you, why is the church so powerful? Because they got the Spirit of God. What is my job? To get us all to realize, including me, that the Spirit of God has not left, is not lazy, is right here with us, and has got some things to do. Why can you rejoice in the midst of trials? Because of the Spirit. Why can you have peace in the midst of the trials? Because of the Spirit. Why can you smile when everybody's down? Because of the Spirit. Why can you have breakthrough? Because of the Spirit. Why can you have miracles? Because of the Spirit. The Spirit of God brings true freedom. True freedom. I don't know where I'm at. Mark 5, 39 through 41, out of God's word. Mark 5, 39 through 41. When he came into the house, this I actually gleaned from another pastor the other day. I saw it and I thought, oh my gosh, this is pertinent because we're so captive in our bondages of life. Mark 5, 39. When he came into the house, he asked them, why are you making so much noise? This is Jesus speaking. And he was Jairus, I think he was on his way to Jairus' house. Jairus, help me. Jairus. He was on his way to Jairus' house, yes. When he came into the house, he asked them, why are you making so much noise and crying? Jesus asked these people, the child isn't dead, she's just sleeping. Verse 40, they laughed at him. The people in the house laughed at Jesus. Please stay with me. They laughed at him. So he made them all go outside. Think about this. Jesus walks in, God himself, faith, obviously. Why are y'all crying? Why are y'all carrying on? She ain't dead, she's sleeping. And everybody, all the naysayers, all of the people without faith, all of those that were, they were mockers, even other scriptures say they ridiculed him. And what did he do? Y'all need to get out of here. Y'all need to go. Bye. Remember that story I was talking about when I was a jump master putting people out of the aircraft? That's what Jesus did. Now, it's time for you to go. Bye. Moral to the story. Sometimes you just need to delete the negativity. Right now we live in a day and age where it's nothing but social media and all this negative talk all over the place, right at the tips of your fingers at any given time, 24 hours, 7 days a week, negative, 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 and for some odd reason we hold on to it. And it's almost like we're drawn to it, like, wow, I can't believe that, wow, I can't believe that, wow, I can't believe that. And the reality is God is going, you shouldn't believe it, you shouldn't believe it, you shouldn't believe it. But your mind gets caught in this turmoil and it becomes an addiction. You become devoted to it instead of to God. And now you're in bondage instead of freedom. Sometimes you just need to delete the negativity. Jesus got rid of the negativity. And then he took the child's father. This is important. Catch the revelation. He took the child's father, the child's mother, and his three disciples, and went to the child. Listen, the negative people in your life, they need to go. Period. They are the one, and I'm talking about even those, the Bible in Galatians 6 says, those that you are spiritual, go and restore the one that isn't in gentleness and kindness. But listen, if they're not willing to be restored, I'm talking about a brother and sister, then don't hang out and continue to act like you're Jesus for them. If they're saved, they're saved, but you need to move away from that. This is called survival of the fittest. Well, I don't know if that's Jesus. Well, Jesus just got rid of the naysayers right here. I don't want you to lose track of what I'm talking about. I don't want you to lose track, okay? Focus on what I'm saying. It's your decision to keep negative people in your life. Nobody else's. It's your decision on how you respond to people in your life. Amen. Period. You can choose to respond in a way that brings death, or you can choose to respond in a way that brings life. Your decision, period. I'm preaching to myself. hard-headed at times, stiff-necked. Quit shaking your head, Stephanie. But listen, he took the people with him that were invested in it. He took the child's mother, he took the child's father, and he took his battle buddies, the disciples. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is the type and shadow of Jesus saying, this is what you need to hang around with. This is what you need to have with you in life. The negative, go. You that have an investment in this, stay. Stay. And so he goes on, and he says, Jesus took the child's hand, and he said to her, Talitha koum, which means little girl, I'm telling you, get up. And the child got up. Miracle. Spirit of God moving. Brought forth freedom to a child that wasn't dead but sleeping. Your mind is a shackle. Your mind is where the bondage is. Your mind is the restraint. Do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's time to break the shackles. It's time to have true freedom, and the true freedom comes with surrender to Christ. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can when you focus on Him. Your spirit isn't lazy. Everybody say, my spirit, is not lazy. It's not lazy. It's willing. It's ready. It's there. Always moving. Twiddling its thumbs, waiting for you to do something. Ephesians 3:12, closing here. In whom, because of our faith in Him, we dare to have the boldness. We dare to have the boldness, the courage and confidence of free access, an unreserved approach to God with freedom and without fear. Every single one of us, if Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, every single one of us have the opportunity to go to God. Every single one of us have the freedom that God has given. It's just we have to get into God and get out of the rest of this. Your mind has to get refocused and retransformed on how you see and how you think. And God loves us so much, and He loves the world so much, that anybody who comes to Him, they can be saved. Anyone that comes to Him. Don't allow the cares of this world to keep you in bondage. Don't allow the cares of this world to keep you shackled up. Praise and prayer through your problem brings breakthrough. I know that's kind of a cliche thing to say, but there's truth in it. If you got something you're dealing with, pray through it. If you got something you're dealing with, praise through it. Come on, right? Doesn't it say by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony and not loving our life unto death brings the freedom, right? Yes. That's how we defeat the devil, right? Good. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You have no testimony if you've never been tested. Go through the test, but give God the praise and glory, because in that, the test isn't hard. I know there's levels to tests, but it's all, if you can get anything out of today, guys, it's all on what you are thinking on. Really. God's right there with you and ready to respond and bring peace. Let's close in prayer. Father, I am, with my brothers and sisters here, so very grateful for who You are in our lives. God, we thank You for freedom in You. We thank You, Lord, that You make our crooked paths straight. Father, I pray by the power of Your Holy Spirit that You will speak to each and every one here, that in their quiet time with You, they will have supernatural breakthrough. Father, I thank You that it is simply our obedience to You and our surrender to You that gives us the greatest gift of all, freedom in You, freedom to love You, freedom to worship You. God, You give us the ability to see the way You see in the Spirit. You give us the ability to speak the way You speak in the Spirit. You give us the ability to hear the way You hear in the Spirit. Father, I pray in the testings and trials that we may focus on you and not the problem at hand. God, that we would make you and elevate you higher than any problem we may have. Father, I pray that you bless each and every one that's here, their families. We thank you, God, for safe travels on the way home. And Lord, if there be anyone here or watching on Facebook that does not know you, that is truly in bondage and seeking true freedom, that they would come to know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of their life. That they would be born again. That you would create in them a new spirit that comes with the fullness of your power. Father, we love you and we appreciate you. We thank you for this time of celebration, this time of gathering. In Jesus' glorious name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. If you do have children, get them. If you're willing to stay for the meeting, stay. What's that?